This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Esher Sarai reports.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Authorities in Afghanistan say that a massive suicide bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for that bombing in the western part of the Afghan capital. The victims were mostly members of a minority Shiite Hazara community. The Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi confirmed the blast and blamed enemies of Afghanistan for plotting the carnage. He said the attacker set off explosives among the wedding participants. Police in Portland, Oregon, established concrete barriers, closed streets and bridges, and seized a multitude of weapons in an attempt to preempt violence between right-wing groups and anti-fascist counter-protesters. At least 13 people were arrested. This is VOA News. Massive demonstrations are expected in Hong Kong Sunday, although protesters do not have a permit and risk a confrontation with police and paramilitary forces. Still, Joshua Wong, a Hong Kong student activist and politician, says there's too much at stake not to fight the Chinese government, which many Hong Kong residents have accused of overreach. Wong spoke with VOA's Mandarin service.
They're just asking for the fundamental right to vote in the election. So there's no reason for them to threaten Hong Kong people, and this kind of blame is meaningless.
On Saturday, there were dueling demonstrations as pro-democracy protesters marched on one side of Hong Kong's famous harbor on Saturday to demand the government heed their demands. Across the water, a pro-government rally called for an end to the often violent protest. These protests have gone on for 10 weeks with no signs of relenting. The movement's demands include the resignation of Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, democratic elections, and an independent investigation into the police use of force. The shipping agent for an Iranian-caught supertanker caught in a diplomatic standoff says that the vessel was ready to depart Gibraltar on Sunday or Monday as the U.S. made a last-minute effort to seize it again. The head of the company sorting paperwork and procuring for the Grace One oil tanker in the British Overseas Territory said the vessel could be sailing away in the next 24 to 48 hours once new crews dispatched to the territory take over command of the ship. Comments came a day after the U.S. obtained a warrant to seize the vessel over violations of U.S. sanctions on Iran. It was unclear if that could happen within a 24-hour time frame, as Gibraltar officials have said any request to seize the vessel would have to make its way through the territory's courts. Italy's hard-line interior minister buckled under pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unaccompanied minors leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. Spanish aid group Open Arms said the minors were transferred Saturday to an Italian border patrol boat and processing on the Sicilian island of Lampedusa. In recent days, the premier had written to the interior minister demanding that minors be allowed off the boat. After initially refusing, he wrote back Saturday with a three-page mission of his own saying that he would do so, but made clear it was a choice and that it didn't set a precedent. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Now, O-N-A-1. All the hits and more. The